shout hallelujah every day.
Praise God, it's a beautiful day full of glory. This is Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, your one-stop channel for daily inspirational, devotional, and gospel messages that transform lives for good in Christ Jesus. I'm your dependable friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. From my time zone, it's good morning and God bless you in Jesus' name. Today, child of God, I'm going to be speaking partly as a pastor, partly as a human resource professional. I may sound a bit different. Listen, learn, and be blessed today. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Proverbs 22 and verse 29. Bible says, "Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings, he will not stand before unknown men." Some additional Bible translations call it diligence, skill. Do you see a diligent man? Do you see a skilled man? Hallelujah. Child of God, we live in a time of vast and uneasy change, where economic, social, and political turmoil have become the rule of the day. Even the church is changing. A lot has happened and is still happening post-COVID without exception. Listen, child of God, the only person unaffected is God Almighty, because He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. In this world, child of God, business, politics, trade, and economy, things are changing, and the children of God need to take charge of their destiny and be proactive and not just be observers in destiny. The tsunami of change is hitting everywhere. Child of God, everyone seems shaken in a world where promises of the past, a stable job, a clear career path, a comfortable retirement, they have practically become impossible dreams. Child of God, things are changing. Let's refer back a bit into the Bible to understand relevance. When we go back to the Bible, we read the story of Joseph. Joseph was naturally a written-off case, abandoned in prison. With God on Joseph's side, he repackaged himself in prison, using his God-given skills and talent and a dose of good human relations skills. Child of God, Bible in Genesis chapter 41 and verse 46 says, "Now Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and Joseph left Pharaoh's presence and traveled throughout the land of Egypt." Child of God, Joseph was massively relevant because his skills not only spoke for him, his character content exhibited a lot of worth for him. Many people, regardless of their age, are rising to the occasion, creating and renewing their role in a shifting world, empowering themselves to remain useful and relevant in destiny and in life. Their secret is simple. They have figured out how to be relevant. Child of God, have you figured out how you should be relevant in destiny, how you should be relevant in the economic world, how you should be relevant in your locality? In the business world, to be relevant simply means being of great use and function, important and integral part of your organization, of your company, of the economy, and of the future. Child of God, it simply means being the kind of person on whom others depend, whether for leadership, expertise, acumen, or emotional support. Put in another way, being relevant means never worrying about losing a job or being able to find another, because such a person is valued and of great importance. Such a person is relevant in that organization. Joseph was an epitome of originality. Joseph had humility. He was characterful and good human relationship skills. Yes, he was prayerful, no doubt about that, because as a child of God, you need prayers. But apart from prayers, you need some relevant skills also in the present world. Are you relevant, child of God? Do you have skills that can stand the test of time? If your absence is not felt in that office, in that organization, then understand this clearly in these terms that I speak. If your absence is not felt in that office, in that organization, then understand that your presence was never needed. I repeat, if your absence is never felt, that means your presence was never needed. Child of God, that is a food for thought today. Therefore, if you want to be relevant in life, if you want to be dependable in life, if you want to be indispensable, always be prayerful as a child of God. In addition to prayer, become number one, be more authentic. Be more authentic in whatever you do. Be more authentic. Number two, achieve mastery. Become a master of what you know. Acquiring skills is not enough. Be a master of the game. Mastery is essential because if you have no useful skills, you cannot be useful to others. Mastery goes beyond mere competence and skills. It means being creative, not reactive to people and events. It means expanding your principles and practice so that they can serve a greater purpose. Listen to me, child of God. You achieve mastery through a process of continuous improvement of your talent and abilities combined with a life model that stresses the importance of both the professional and the personal. Number three, you need to be empathetic. That means empathy must be seen in you. Empathy is the capacity to recognize and, to some large extent, share feelings of others. Caring for people, no understanding their desires, it means the ability to experience the same emotion that another is feeling without unnecessary judgment. Child of God, that is why Bible says, he that shows mercy will obtain mercy. Bible is a compendium of more than enough resource that can help you to become what you need to be. Number four, take more action. It is your actions ultimately that make you relevant to others. All the authenticity, all the mastery, all the empathy in the world remains useless until all these things acquired are put into action, into motion. It is through action that you change yourself and change the world. Without action, even a great and brilliant mind and soul remains entirely irrelevant. Child of God, you must do all possible to be relevant in destiny. So, child of God, wake up from your slumber. The world is waiting for you. Be relevant everywhere you are. Be a change agent. The Bible accounts of Daniel. He had served 5 different kings. Imagine serving in 5 different governments. He served under Nebuchadnezzar, Evil-Merodach, Belshazzar, Darius, and Cyrus. Imagine 5 different kings, and Daniel served as a president, a relevant force, indispensable in those 5 different stages of kingship in that area. Listen to me. Joseph was also relevant. He became prime minister. Esther was relevant. Elijah, Elisha, the apostles, so many in the scripture were relevant. You and I must be relevant in the scheme of things for good things to take place. Hallelujah. Now let us pray. As you step out, God go ahead of you in the name of Jesus. God Almighty make you relevant, indispensable. God make you an epitome of success, a good vessel to represent his kingdom. Heaven bring you before kings and not mediocres. Heaven rejig your orientation for mastery of skills, mastery of purpose, mastery of wisdom and understanding in the name of Jesus. Mastery of organizational skills, mastery of human relations in Jesus' name. Can I hear a loud amen? Amen. God will help you to make it. You will not be a failure. You will not be a push aside. You will not be irrelevant in life. God makes you relevant in life. Relevant wherever you are, relevant in destiny, in the name of Jesus. Child of God, as we round up this podcast today, our handles on Facebook are Hallelujah Every Day. On Instagram, it is Pastor Leke Toba. And of course, on YouTube is Pastor Toba. And please invite friends to be part of this podcast. Kindly share the link. God bless you in Jesus' name. I pray specially for those having birthdays and wedding anniversaries. God bless you. God do that which man cannot do for you. You are blessed. God radiate his blessings upon you. We celebrate you in Jesus' name. Please share this message and send out to as many as possible. Someone somewhere need this word today. God bless you as you do so. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. And remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted, but sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. Remember, there are miracles from God for you every day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.